Praised be Jesus and Mary. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. For our reflection today, we'll just briefly look at these words of the angel Gabriel to Our Lady in 2 points. First, the angel greets Our Lady not with any traditional Hebrew greeting of peace, but rather with the Greek, which we translate into English as hail, which originally means rejoice. The angel tells Our Lady to rejoice. Why? Because she is full of grace. And why is she full of grace? Because the Lord is with her. Our Lady's source of joy is this: the union primarily of her mind and will with that of God. This supernatural and inseparable union of her with her God, which becomes for her a source of grace, which becomes for her a source of joy. And this is why the angel praises her first and foremost, and this is what makes her a worthy mother of God, because Our Lady at the Annunciation, when the Word becomes flesh in her womb, becomes the mother of God. There was much to praise in Our Lady. The angel could have said many things, many words of praise to her. Could have praised her natural qualities, her noble birth of the lineage of David, her physical attributes. Our Lady was free from any defect caused by original sin. All her other natural qualities of soul and body. And all of these were necessary in a worthy mother of God. But alone, had Our Lady not had that supernatural quality of absolute holiness, absolute union of mind and will with God, all these other natural qualities would have been insufficient. Second point, when Our Lady is surprised and troubled by the angel's news that she is to become the mother of God, Our Lady does not lose her joy. She doesn't become saddened by the fact that she has to conform her will to that of God. Our Lady's plan, so to speak, or Our Lady thought was her vocation, was to consecrate her virginity to God. And that's why she asks, how am I to become a mother? I have no relations with a man. Yet God's plans were different. Yet Our Lady, when she has to conform her will to that of God, even though she doesn't perfectly understand, her joy is not lost. By her acceptance of God's will, Our Lady finds that her own will is neither disappointed nor frustrated, but rather it is infinitely exceeded, and her joy magnified. How? Because Our Lady, though she becomes mother, at the same time remains a virgin. By conforming her will to that of God, she remains a virgin while at the same time becoming a mother. What are the practical conclusions of these 2 points? In the year of mercy, we should remember this one practical conclusion, that the year of mercy is not about having a break from doing the will of God. So, you know, these 12 months, you don't have to worry about it too much. You get a break from having to do what God wants you to do. It's not about that. It's actually about fulfilling God's will wholly, integrally, and perfectly. But it's precisely in this way, if we, like Our Lady, with humility and courage, embrace the will of God, we discover what it means that our God is a God of surprises, as the Pope calls him. If you've ever wondered what it means that God is a God of surprises, this is what it means: that nothing is impossible for God. Not that he ever contradicts himself, because he can't contradict himself. Not even in the year of mercy does God contradict himself. But what it means is that when we're willing to let go of our own will, leave our comfort zone, to use the language of Pope Francis, when we're willing to let go and put our will in the hands of God, conform our wills to his, we discover, often much to our own surprise, that our will is neither disappointed nor frustrated, but rather it is exceeded beyond all expectation, and we find our joy, our true and lasting joy, which only comes from doing the will of God, as did Our Lady. Praise be Jesus and Mary.